WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, rescuers managed to pull at least 35 people from the wreckage after the wing of a 12-story condo building in the Miami town of Surfside came crashing down this morning into a pile of twisted metal and rubble. 51 people remain unaccounted for, according to the Miami-Dade Board of County Commissioners, who talked to CNN. The Surfside mayor says two people were taken to a hospital where one died. He also says there's no reason for this building to have come down. The tower has a mix of seasonal and year-round residents. The building manager tells the mayor that the tower was quite full, so the death toll is likely to rise. Income-eligible families start getting checks and deposits next month as part of the expanded federal child tax credit. The Newark-based nonprofit Advocates for Children of New Jersey is pushing for this expansion to become a permanent perk that families can rely on.
Basic necessities like housing for New Jersey are something that families have struggled with consistently prior to the pandemic and also currently as we move through the pandemic.
ACNJ's Alana Vega says returning to a pre-pandemic baseline is not necessarily the best course of action. We want to improve upon that baseline. A New York appeals court has suspended Rudy Giuliani from practicing law in New York because he made false statements while trying to get courts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the presidential race. The ruling prevents Giuliani from representing clients. University, which is known for having the most affordable tuition in New Jersey, has announced it will freeze tuition for its students for a second year. President Lamont Raffolette says by keeping tuition and fees flat, we hope to ease families' financial burdens while encouraging our keen Cougars to continue to climb higher. The announcement comes after Rutgers University has decided to go the other way, hiking tuition by more than 2.5% for the 2021-22 academic year. The valedictorian at Eastern Regional High School says he was censored by school officials who cut his microphone as he began to deliver his speech when he went off script talking about coming out as gay during his freshman year. Bryce Dersham says the principal took his script, but he delivered the speech from memory to the cheers of the crowd. And the superintendent tells us graduation is focused on the accomplishments of all students and the graduating class as a whole. Before tanning this summer, the American Cancer Society wants to remind you that skin cancer is the most common cancer in the U.S., and an estimated 2,570 new cases of melanoma are expected this year in New Jersey alone. Dr. Arnold Baskey's former board of directors chairman says to prevent or reduce the risk, wear protective clothing in the sun, a hat, sunglasses, and use sunscreen with at least an SPF 30. Avoid tanning beds at all costs.
Indoor tanning devices emit UV radiation in amounts that are 10 to 15 times what we get from the sun. Knowing that, I would implore everyone who's listening to avoid tanning beds at all costs.
He says do regular skin checks for suspicious-looking moles. More than two people die an hour from skin cancer in the U.S. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Can't get any more gorgeous than today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
Listen to it every day.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. The traffic on the parkway getting very busy north around the Essex Toll area. There's a crash. The right lane is currently blocked off. If you're south on the parkway, there's a stretch of slowdowns at 109 down to exit 105. And also pretty slow on 36 as you go east coming away from the parkway down to Route 35. There's heavy traffic on 36 south in the Seabright area. 22, lots of traffic going east in Union. That's construction related. Not a bad afternoon on the turnpike. 287 south. Right lane repair is slowing you down between exit 14 and 12. You also have slow traffic of Route 9 through Lakewood. Tacony-Palmyra Bridge looks like an opening scheduled at this time. And leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, the worst of it, the George Washington Bridge, as much as a 15-minute delay. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 317 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 105.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
107, now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Another beautiful weather day underway here. Unfortunately, it is the last one of this stretch with mostly sunny skies, unusually low humidity, and dry weather during the day. High temperatures very similar to yesterday, mainly reaching into the mid-70s. The cool spot today along the Jersey Shore, beaches will top out around the 70-degree mark. Clouds creep in tonight with some showers and sprinkles potentially trying to clip the coast. Low temperatures around 60. Now, after raindrops wrap up early tomorrow morning, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. It is going to turn warmer and more humid tomorrow with highs near 80. Surging into the mid-80s on Saturday. Feeling like summer this weekend. Very warm, humid, and breezy. Partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm on Saturday. Sunday gets even hotter with highs in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Right now, Egg Harbor City, 75 degrees. Evesham, 77. East Brunswick, 76. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey, 101.5. New Jersey.